Hey, calling all superheroes to Run, Walk, or Fly at the Casa Superhero Run on September 18th at the Circuit of the Americas. Dress up in your best superhero gear to run alongside the community to support children who have experienced abuse or neglect. Sign up at CasaSuperheroRun.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
The oldest crisis of the current regime that is plaguing the United States, of course, is the border. Many of you know, well, actually, I shouldn't say crisis, it's crises. The Democrat Party and Beijing Biden are such colossal anti-American screw-ups that it's not just rampant, uncontrolled, illegal immigration that is the problem, although that is a massively huge problem. But as they open up the door to tons, millions of illegal aliens, 6 million projected by the end of the year, to have entered in the first 2 years of the occupation of the Oval Office of Joe Biden, it has opened up a whole bunch of other problems. You've got the fentanyl crisis, drugs flowing across that border, 107,000 plus Americans died from that poison. China provided. China is getting rich. And just doing Beijing Biden doing exactly what they want him to do, sacrificing American citizens to their poison, giving access to that poison to get into the United States. Illegal guns are coming through. And I already mentioned the illegal aliens. And then there's the problem with the China virus, because we've got a public health crisis. Any new variant that is going to get access to our people is coming through that southern border. You guys may have heard about the number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic. This guy was denied entrance into the United States because he didn't take the jab. Meanwhile, you go down to the southern border and illegal aliens are streaming through with the China virus all the time. It's nonsensical. And it is designed to do maximum damage to our country. And that is what is happening down there on the southern border. And it's been happening since the beginning of the occupation of the Oval Office of Joe Biden and the Obama regime that is guiding Joe Biden, that is telling Joe Biden what to do. Our people don't want illegal immigration, but it's being crammed down our throats. We don't want fentanyl flowing in from communist China into the United States. But it's happening. We don't want illicit guns, but it's happening. We don't want sex slavery on our southern border, where women and children are sold into sex slavery into the United States, but it's happening. We don't want thousands of illegal aliens dying on our southern border, but it's happening, because the Democrats need an electoral fallback. They need to get as many illegal aliens into the country as possible, make sure they know they have the Democrat Socialist Party to thank for it, and then they need to give them the vote. And that's exactly what's happening here. And a lot of Republicans, at the behest of big business, are turning a blind eye to all this because, well, they need the cheap labor, right? So there's a big problem with this. Our border has become militarized, not by us, but by our enemies. And your government is full of such colossal screw-ups who couldn't care less whether you live or die. They don't care. They're allowing the militarizing of the southern border. And folks, when you hear this story from a border correspondent, you see his stuff on Newsmax all the time. His name is Jason Jones, former law enforcement official. You're going to wonder, wow, is the current government, Republicans and Democrats, are they just in it to screw us over? It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
So as I mentioned a moment ago, the Biden regime is keeping out top-rated tennis stars because of their refusal to get the China virus vaccine, which up until this recent release has been ineffective at stopping the China virus. But they're allowing illegal aliens to stream in with the China virus into the United States. This was a topic of discussion back and forth between Fox News' Peter Doocy and Biden's new brain, Karine Jean-Pierre.
The administration is also having a difficult time explaining how their policy for international visitors follows the science.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
Are you talking about which world-class tennis player?
Novak Djokovic.
So visa records are confidential under U.S. law. Therefore, the U.S. government cannot discuss the details of individual visa cases due to privacy reasons.
The press secretary also told me they're just trying to fix a system they think was broken by the Trump administration. And she also said it's not as though people are just walking into this country across the southern border, but we checked CBP data and we checked with our teams that cover the border, and they confirmed to us that's exactly what's happening, right?
Yeah, unvaccinated folks walking across the border, thousands of them.
Thousands of them, a daily, monthly, coming across the border. But folks, this isn't the worst part. What you this, of course, is Democrat hypocrisy. Democrats don't care about human life, so they're going to leave the borders open to satisfy their politics. This isn't the worst part. The worst part was discovered by Jason Jones. He's a border reporter who is, well, reporting on multiple crises ushered in by the Biden regime down there at that southern border. And you can see his fantastic reporting on Newsmax TV. Jason is joining me right now with what the worst part is. Jason, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Chris, it's good to be with you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
What did you discover across the border in Arizona?
Well, what's been discovered is that last Thursday, a private citizen launched a drone near Aravaca, Arizona, just a few hundred yards into Mexico. And what they found is a Sinaloa cartel forward operating base that was heavily fortified in multiple positions. And not only that, you could see sicarios on that base. Sicarios are assassins for the Sinaloa cartel and enforcers. And those individuals were not only at the base, but they could be seen carrying a G3308 rifle, fully kitted, meaning that they're wearing body armor, extra magazines, radios, and communications. But this is what's taking place on our border. And whether we're talking about it, Chris, in Arizona, or whether we're looking at what Cartel Del Nareste and Cartel de Gafo are doing as they're battling in Miguel Alemán across from Roma, this is taking place in multiple areas along our border. And this base really identifies, in the videos that we were able to show, what these cartels' capabilities are at our border. And it's how they collect intelligence against U.S. law enforcement. It's the largest intelligence collection occurring against U.S. law enforcement anywhere in our nation. And every day, 24/7, 365, these cartels, Chris, never shut down. This is how so much deadly fentanyl and methamphetamine and just the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people month after month have been able to get into this country under this administration. And it's an example of what you hear me say all the time, that this illegal immigration issue is one layer. It's an important layer, but we cannot forget to see what these cartels have become and the national security implications that are occurring right now.
So, and folks, you'd have to, I'm just going to describe what I saw in this video. The drone captured images of bunkers, heavily fortified, heavily armed men. Of course, the cartels are financing all of this military hardware, the militarizing of our border, with money that Joe Biden and the Democrats have ensured they are making because of the aforementioned fentanyl trafficking, human trafficking, firearms trafficking into the United States, which, of course, makes us all less safe, puts all of our lives at risk. But, Jason, let me ask you, you have said this is the worst national security failure since 9/11. let me ask you why you say that, and then I have another observation.
Sure. You know, many people, when they hear that, they say, well, how can you say that it's an intelligence failure when it's deliberate by the administration? And when you hear that from people, you need to know that they're looking at the border issue through the lens of immigration only, and not what these cartels have become in Mexico, which is a true parallel government down there. That's how they're able to have forward operating bases on our border, conduct the level of operations, kill over 300,000 Mexican citizens since 2007, and become what they have. You know, Sinaloa cartels operating in 54 countries around the world. Cartel Jalisco New Generation in 48. And so how does that impact the American people? Well, it impacts them, Chris, through one of the biggest methods that Americans feel it is through the overdose death crisis. 107,622 Americans killed in just fiscal year 21, never mind year after year before that, as these numbers have gone to record levels. So when you hear me say that this is the worst U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11, that's because they have been able to mask what is really taking place at our border and the impact to the American people and the terrorism threat that we're also facing as we're seeing more terrorists cross that border. Because all we're talking about is immigration, and that's a very important thing. But if we took that layer away right now, let's just say we did it. And by the way, we know exactly how to do it. Let's just say there was no more of an immigration issue. Look at what you're still left with. You're left with a country at our border that is now a narco state. That's just where Mexico is. The federal government doesn't want to admit it, but that's where what it's become. Second, you're left with overdose death crisis at unprecedented levels that will not get better until these cartels are taken on. And you're also left with terrorists able to get into this country through the Halcon network and these cartels because of their smuggling capabilities. So you have to remember that the immigration layer is an important layer. It's impacting us, but it is absolutely fixable. We know what those solutions are, and I'm happy to go into that. But when we look at the national security failures here, I will tell you right now, the next terrorist attack that's going to take place in this country is somebody that has worked these programs, who led the Cross-Border Operations Center for the Texas Rangers, who built programs to go after these cartels. I know what they are doing globally with state actors and non-state actors. If the American people had that level of insight, you would be stunned and you'd understand exactly why I left law enforcement to now do what I'm doing, because that is my fear right now.
Folks, if Al-Qaeda was doing what Joe Biden, or let's just say ISIS, or the Taliban were doing what the narco-terrorists are doing, the same caliber of people, same hatred of the United States. If they were doing what the Sinaloa cartel and other cartels are doing by militarizing our southern border, that would be considered a direct threat to the United States. These narco-terrorists, simply because they have names like Sinaloa, doesn't make them any less a threat. As a matter of fact, if you've got the right amount of money, you can pay the Sinaloa cartels to come in. If you're a radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorist with a dirty bomb, you can pay these cartels, and they'll make sure, since they have operational control over the southern border, that you get into America to plant a dirty bomb in any one of our cities that you so choose, because Beijing Biden and the Democrat Party has abandoned your security. And that's why having these forward bases, as Jason points out, having these entrenched positions, heavily armed entrenched positions on our southern border, is a direct threat. And they're doing so with the full blessings, not only the full blessings of the American government, but also they're doing so with the federal government creating a position to where they are able to finance their anti-American threat to our country and to our citizens, which makes it even worse. Jason Jones, our guest right now, he is a border reporter. You can see his fantastic reporting on Newsmax and the Chris Salcedo Show whenever he comes up with fantastic stuff like this, pulling back the curtain as to what's going on. Let me ask you, Jason, doesn't the presence of the narco-terrorist militarized positions on our southern border, doesn't that give credence to presumptive governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake, and others who are saying this is a full-blown invasion and the states must take an active role since Joe Biden is surrendering us to America's enemies? Doesn't that buttress the invasion argument?
Well, it really does. And, You know, it goes back to the founding fathers and how brilliant they were in writing our Constitution, that we've got Article 4, Section 4 that allows for governors under an invasion to declare an invasion and to be able to go unilaterally, if need be, after them. And there is no doubt that if any reasonable and prudent person looks at the totality of what we are going through at the southern border and how Texas and Arizona has been forced to take the brunt of this, not only through the immigration side, as we've had, by the way, 1.9 million apprehensions in the last 10 months, never mind the 500,000 gotaways that are known to have gotten into the country illegally, never mind the ones we have no idea about, Chris. Then you overlay that with the national security concerns that we have as these, I mean, raging gun battles at our border taking places at these fortified positions like what we're talking about right now between the Sinaloa cartel, the government of Mexico, and other cartels, where they are having these battles using everything from RPGs, light anti-tank weapons, 40-millimeter grenades, first, second, third, and fourth generation armored vehicles. And these gun battles are taking place where we're having tracer rounds come into the United States routinely, whether that's at the southern border in Texas or Arizona, yet you hear nothing about what's really taking place from the federal government. So to answer your question, do we have an invasion occurring? And does the government and the governors specifically have the ability and authority to declare an invasion? The answer is absolutely they do. And if the federal government refuses to continue to do their job and advocate that they're not going to do what their oath they took, then these governors are going to be forced to step up. And unfortunately, you know, I wish that that's not where we are. But we have to look at the impact to these families on the southern border and how these states are being impacted. I mean, Texas has spent $4 billion with a B just during Operation Lone Star, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Texas citizens, you know. And so it's an example to the degree of this failure at the border, but most importantly, how Texans, Arizonans, and the rest of this nation are being impacted. So absolutely the incursion and the invasion clause should be instituted based on the failures that are occurring.
Well, as a Latino and knowing the damage and the destruction of Latino communities in the United States along that southern border, I think it's plain for everybody to see that the Democrats don't really care whether Hispanics have their lives ruined, lives taken, their communities destroyed by narco terrorists and by the human smuggling trade. They don't care about the women being sold into sex slavery, the children being sold into sex slavery. They don't care about the methamphetamine that you mentioned coming across that border, the poison that's being injected into the veins of our people. And that's why the Democrat Party is able to look the other way while Latinos get destroyed, their communities get destroyed. But I've got to ask you, strategically speaking, you've got these entrenched positions in Arizona. You've got the biggest crossing from Mexico into the United States of Texas, but you've got two Democrat-run states that embrace and love illegal activity, that are working hand in glove with narco terrorists, New Mexico and California. Wouldn't that be the low-hanging fruit? Why wouldn't the cartels set up in those states where they're rolling out the welcome mat for sex slavery, child slavery, narco terrorists, and all the stuff we've been outlining? Why wouldn't the cartels set up in those states?
Well, they are. And if you look really closely at the overdose death crisis and where the most impacts are, look along the East Coast and the West Coast. You can see it very clearly where these cartels are throughout the country, and you can see the biggest impact. Now, why is it at the border, though? You see Arizona and Texas really taking the brunt, and that has to do with the infrastructure in Mexico. While the cartels are a true parallel government now, what they don't do well, Chris, is build infrastructure. And so the roadways are very limiting coming up from Mexico into the United States. Texas has most of them, along with what they call La Bestia, or the train system down there. And so most of that comes up into Arizona and into Texas, which is why you see most migration there. But if you look at the impact of these cartels on the American populace, you see it in California, New York, and that's exactly where they're targeting and where they're allowed to operate almost, you know, freely. And so I want to stress on this, that they will not stop. I know these cartels very well. I still have my sources in the Zetas and within the Gulf cartel. Mm-hmm. And they themselves are stunned at the policies of the United States. They can't believe it. And it's why they have adjusted from smuggling of people to a lot of the trafficking, you know, like the wristbands, for example, that we broke the story on last year in February, where Cartel de Gafo had become so emboldened, Chris, that they were putting wristbands on men, women, and children because there were so many people coming across. They didn't even know who had paid what is known as the peso or the tax and who had not. So it's a tracking system.
And wait, hold on.
They started charging enormous fees.
You got to expand on that.
Trafficking of people.
Jason, you got to expand on that because, folks, in case you didn't hear Jason's reporting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think under the instruction of the Biden regime, they're actually recognizing the narco terrorists and their system. You paid the toll, so you get to break into the United States. I think there was some reporting, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, that our own agents have been instructed by the Biden regime to take note of these wristbands of who the premium payers to the drug cartels are. Is that true?
I can tell you every single day, from Miguel Alemán into Roma, Texas, and in the Starr County, Texas region, Cartel de Gafo is sending men, women, and children by the hundreds wearing those wristbands. And your government has not even picked up a telephone to call into Mexico. And for somebody that ran the cross-border operations center, I can't even begin to wrap my mind around this. And to stop that, to shut it down. This is how broken the United States Customs and Border Protection has become, because they know, and they will tell you, look, I'm down there with those agents, and these are incredible people, by the way, mm-hmm. on the front line being forced to do this.
Yep.
They're taking possession of these people who they know are being trafficked. And I am breaking stories routinely on little girls, young boys crossing that border unaccompanied, wearing a wristband, who have no family with them. I'm talking 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And they're crossing by smugglers from one network to the next network, all the way up to our southern border and then into the U.S., and they're running to Border Patrol agents holding up a piece of paper and wearing a cartel wristband. Now, this is real. This is really happening. And that's exactly why, Chris, I go to the border, I video it, and I show it, because when you see it, you believe it. And, you know, in fairness, the American people have been lied to by so much of the media. And that's exactly why I use my old, you know, trade craft as a collector in law enforcement to go out there in bed with law enforcement and truly show what's happening, because this is how we're going to get it fixed.
Well, Jason, as you talk to these, by the way, Jason Jones, our guest right now, folks, he is a border reporter, background in law enforcement. You see his fantastic work on Newsmax. I'm going to make this commitment to you. If you can find these children who are being raped and abused, and they will talk to you, or women who are being raped and abused because of Democrat policies, we will feature them weekly and say, because we all know that what the Democrats are doing in our government-run schools, trying to normalize the sexual deviancy, romantic relationships with children from adults, those are Democrat values. Those are the values Democrats have. We will feature it. If you can get me a victim of Joe Biden's policies, and we all know Joe Biden's proclivities with children as well, we'll feature it every week if you can get that to us. We'll get it on the show somehow.
Let me tell you this, Chris. As soon as we hang up, I will send you photograph after photograph of these children with these wristbands alone that I'm getting directly from Border Patrol agents, and I'm posting it. By the way, I mean, it's out there. We're getting it out on Newsmax. And I'll send it to you as soon as we hang up, and I'll continue to do that as it comes in.
Last question for you, brother. We led the segment with Beijing Biden's regime claiming, hey, people are not just traipsing over the border with the China virus, even though about a year ago we reported extensively on illegal aliens just showing up in a Whataburger and they all had the China virus and spreading it around. Actually, it was a little over a year ago now, if memory serves. But Novak Djokovic, who's a world-class tennis player, he's not allowed to come in because he doesn't have the China virus vaccine. Yet Beijing Biden If you're an illegal alien, you get to traipse right across that border and come in infected into the United States. The regime claims that's not happening. Will you tell the folks what's true? Are they stopping infected people at that border?
I am on that border almost every other week. And I want to be very clear here. There are hundreds and hundreds of videos where Americans can watch where people are crossing in long lines across that river. They're floating across by the cartel, or they are just walking across in areas where there is no river. I want to be very clear here. The United States Customs and Border Protection is not testing these people for COVID. There are certain restrictions where if someone is extremely ill and sick, they'll transport them to the hospital if the hospital tests them, or if they have some tests, they'll make a test. Other than that, they are constantly sending sick people into the United States on buses, aircraft, and other things, and shipping them throughout this country. Now, that's the facts, and any reasonable person has seen the videos taking place and have watched this, and how our government can say the statements that they're making to the American people when it is blatant lies is absolutely incredible to me, Chris. We've never seen a lack of transparency.
Yep.
And when you have no transparency, you have no accountability.
It's propaganda to cover punishing policies. It's propaganda to cover up punishing policies ushered in and supported by Democrats, whether it's the drug situation, whether it's the enslavement of children and women as sex slaves. Those are your Democrat values. They dominate places like Houston. They dominate places like New York. They dominate places like Los Angeles. And those are if those are your values, then you go ahead and you continue to vote Democrat. If you want to chart a different course, then find a conservative somewhere to vote for. Jason Jones, everybody, border reporter. He has multiple reports on the border crises ushered in by the Democrat Party and their leader, Joe Biden. And you can see his fantastic reporting on Newsmax TV. Sir, appreciate the hard work.
Chris, great to be with you. Thanks for having me, buddy. Be safe out there.
And that there, my friends, is going to put a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, check out a couple of websites. First off, Texas Scorecard. They update the borders. And of course, as you know, the borders impacts everybody, not just Texas. It's harming us the most, but every state's a border state now. So go to TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can find out where you can track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV. There's an app for that. So you can hear it all over the country. And also on Newsmax TV every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. And always at home in the Salcedo Storm podcast. Oh, and while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, make sure you check out the page where you can learn how to book me for a speech. Maybe you have a Republican club or a conservative club that you'd like me to come and speak in front of and maybe inspire them or maybe just reaffirm what you already know, that we're in a big heap doo-doo in the United States. Go there to figure out how to book me for a speech. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. See ya.
Hey, calling all superheroes to Run, Walk, or Fly at the Casa Superhero Run on September 18th at the Circuit of the Americas. Dress up in your best superhero gear to run alongside the community to support children who have experienced abuse or neglect. Sign up at CasaSuperheroRun.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.